welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of your favorite podcast, The Other Identity. I am, of course, the great Landis, and along with me, as always, Professor Awesome, Ben. How's it going?
Good, man. Are we just flat out everyone's favorite podcast now? Not even like comic book podcast or geek podcast. It's just we've dominated.
If people want to correct me, they will just have to go and leave a review. Ooh, and do that way.
How about that? Well played.
Unfortunately, we have no reviews this week. We are getting almost 200% more listens than downloads than we were prior to this the last few weeks. And so I know you're out there. I know new people are listening to this podcast, so if you want to potentially see pictures of me dressed up as Harley Quinn or the Scarlet Witch,
oh my God,
or you know someone a little bit more feasible like Captain America or Star-Lord, then go and leave us a review. We need 20 more reviews.
Very telling how you see yourself versus...
what are you talking about? I actually have a Star-Lord cosplay.
Of course you do.
Have you not seen the pictures?
I've seen the pictures. You look great. You're a great-looking Star-Lord. Yes. And who better to represent America than Robbie Landis?
Anyway.
America or Earth.
Yeah, that's right. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about some new announcements out of DC. Some really big announcements.
Really cool stuff.
Actually, on the animated side of things. But before we get to that, as always, Ben, I would like to know... what have you been reading lately? Because you've been putting up a lot of stuff. I feel like now that what was the big school thing you just did?
Oh, the big school thing I just did? Yeah. Is that what we're calling it? Graduating with my master's degree from UNLV.
That thing. I feel like now that that's done and over with, I feel like maybe you have a little bit more time
on
your
plate. Now it's just all reading comics all the time. No more scholarly pursuits. It's just all reading comics and tweeting about them. I've been reading a lot of fun stuff. Since we're talking DC animation today, let me say a few kind words about a Marvel book that I've been reading. And I don't know if you've checked this one out or not, but this is like right up your alley, so I'm going to recommend it to you. And that is the most recent Ironheart series, written by Eve L. Ewing with art by Luciano Vecchio. It's delightful. I did not know. I had a weird piece of timing where Riri Williams, the character, was kind of coming to prominence right as I was leaving Marvel. So I didn't get a lot of experience reading her initial stuff that Brian Bendis did. But this Eve Ewing series is really, really delightful. Riri is just she's a fun character. She's smart. But she's also very down to earth. I like how she relates to different people like her mom and her buddy Xavier. She's also fighting a obscure villain from the 1990s series New Warriors, which is my favorite comic when I was a kid. So it's like they're writing it just for me. But yeah, the villain's name is Midnight's Fire, and I don't think he has appeared anywhere other than the New Warriors comics I read when I was 10.
I've only read, I think, one sort of scene with Riri in it, unless you count the grown-up version of her that appeared in J.J. Abrams' Spider-Man.
Right.
But it was, I think it was... I don't remember how it got in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it was a issue of... she's part of
Champions.
The Champions. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, it was a part of the some Champions run.
Yeah,
and they were all just on a spaceship somewhere. I think they were coming back from somewhere, and she was just having like a really hard time. I remember Viv came up and basically asked if there's anything that she could do, and she's like, "No, you know, there's nothing. I just need to feel this." And she's like, "Would you just like me to be here with you then?"
Yeah.
And she's like, "Yeah." And it was just a really like nice little moment between two friends.
So. I gotta say, like between Riri, and then she already has guest appearances in this book from Miles Morales and from Nadia Pym, the Unstoppable Wasp. But then thinking about over in Champions, where we've got, of course, Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel, and Nova, Sam Alexander, and all these great characters. It's really, and that's not even mentioning like the Young Avengers characters who are just in Empire. It's an incredible crop of like young heroes for Marvel right now. They just have this great like new generation of heroes who read to me like teenagers. And that's something that's sometimes tough to pull off in comics. A lot of times you just get teenagers who look and sound like, for lack of a better term, little adults. But the teenagers in Marvel, it feels like they're going through real life teenage stuff. And it's really fun to read. I loved catching up on Saladin Ahmed's Miles Morales Spider-Man. I'm really enjoying Ironheart. I think next I've got to get up to date on Saladin's other book, which is Magnificent Miss Marvel. But yes, I'm really, so I know you good. Like, I know you like that one a lot, and that's why I'm recommending Ironheart to you, because I think these are very like simpatico characters and books, so I think you'd enjoy it.
Well, you know, I actually haven't been reading a whole lot this past week or so, but I have still been immersing myself in some superhero stuff. I've never been a big anime guy, like, whatsoever. I've seen a few movies here or there, but anytime I've tried to actually sit down and watch a series, mm-hmm. I just get bored of it, even when I like what I'm watching. So very surprised now, or maybe given the material, I shouldn't be. But I'm up to episode 60 now in less than a week of My Hero Academia.
I've heard wonderful things about My Hero Academia. Like you, I am not an anime guy at all, mm-hmm. but it's something I've always like been curious about. Literally going back to like when I was a teenager, I really wanted to. When I was at summer camp, my bunk watched Akira.
That's one of the ones I've seen.
I know, but I was I had strep throat, so I couldn't watch it with them. And to this day, it's always been like a blind spot for me. I'm like, I wish I'd watched Akira. My Hero Academia sounds really good. Like, I want to get into anime someday.
Well, and there are obvious parallels just between, you know, superhero comics and anime in general. But, you know, with My Hero Academia really sort of zeroing in on the superhero aspect, I think that it's something that we should at least have you sort of dip your toes into and maybe do an episode on it in the future.
I would love to do that. And you know what? We could have old friend of the show, Arun, on, because he loves My Hero Academia.
We could, absolutely.
Any excuse to have Arun on is great.
Sounds like a great idea.
Although, did you see what he threw out to us the other I think it was this past week, what he wants us to do?
No.
He wants us to do an Essentials episode on the Legion of Superheroes, which I think would potentially kill you.
We'll see.
Yeah, I value your well-being perhaps too much to subject you to that.
All right. Well, guys, that's going to be it for what we've been up to recently. Stay tuned, because a new Batman animated series, Superman animated series, and Injustice animated movie has just been announced. So stick around to hear what we think about that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listen, we know that there's a ton of video game podcasts out there, but I guarantee you, you've never heard one like this one. Checkpoint Daily is one of the only podcasts for esports and gaming coming out every single day.
One of the only ones worth listening to, anyway.
That's absolutely true. So whether we're talking about the latest developments with who Nintendo decides to sue, or the LCS, we've got the lowdown. So make sure you check us out at Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, BPod Studios, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to The Other Identity.
And reviewing.
Well, when they review, we will thank them for that, but we haven't gotten any new reviews.
Thanks in advance for the reviews, guys.
Except for that very amazing review that we got last week.
And you know what? You know what the thing
so
about
humbling.
But you know what the thing about that review last week was? It's not just that it was, you know, nice and kind. It was so well written. It was like really just a cut above. I would love to shake the hand of whoever wrote that review someday.
Well, maybe someday you'll get that chance.
That's the dream.
So DC just announced three new animated movies that are coming out.
Yeah, they just dropped these all at once, which was kind of cool.
Yeah. I actually missed the Superman announcement.
I know.
I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah.
So let's start with the new Batman one. This is actually coming from Bruce Timm, J.J. Abrams, and Matt Reeves.
What a team.
Tell us a little bit about the team, about this roster that we have here.
Basically,
why should people be excited about this?
Basically, you've got Bruce Timm, who was one of the major forces behind DC animation in the 90s and 2000s. So shows like Batman the Animated Series, Superman the Animated Series, all up into Justice League. Those were kind of his babies. So he is like an OG DC animation guy. Then you've got J.J. Abrams, who, of course, we know from Lost, from Alias, from various movies, writing.
Oh, he did Alias?
Yeah, that was his first big thing. And obviously also writing the Spider-Man series that you love from Marvel. So very credible. I'm forgetting a bunch of stuff for JJ, but I'm assuming if you're listening to this podcast, you know who JJ Abrams is, so I don't need to go too into depth. And then Matt Reeves is the guy who is currently directing the new Batman feature, correct? So
that's right. Yeah.
So this is quite, it's cool. If you had said any one of these three guys is putting together a new Batman animated series, granted, I don't know Matt Reeves as well, but I like what I've seen from him as far as what he's putting out for the movie. JJ Abrams, I'm a big fan of. And then Bruce Timm is just, you know, he's he's the OG. He's the OG DC animation guy. So him coming back and these two guys joining him, this is really exciting. And it looks like, from what we've seen, what little visuals and description we've seen, it looks like this is going to be somewhat of an update on the classic Batman the Animated Series, which I know was super important to you when you were younger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, the executive producer said in a joint statement that this series will be a, to quote, thrilling, cinematic, and evocative of Batman's noir roots while diving deeper into the psychology of these iconic characters. So it definitely seems like they want to bring back the style and just the overall scope of what Batman the Animated Series did.
Yeah.
And I think that in a world now that embraces comic culture so much, they can really start to dive a bit deeper than what the original animated series did. So very, very excited about this one. And then you also mentioned, too, a new Superman animated series as well. So, again, I actually haven't seen anything about the Superman one. I was just crushed with all the Batman headlines. Do we know who's behind this one?
I didn't see the admittedly, I didn't do a deep dive on research. The only thing that I saw is that Dennis Quaid's son, the guy who's in The Boys, you know who I'm mm-hmm. talking about, the one who plays the lead on The Boys, he's going to be the voice of Superman, which I think is very cool. And just from what I saw some animation, I saw some it looks like it's going to be a little bit more lighthearted. It actually, calling back to our last segment, looks like it almost has like an anime feel to it, which is a different approach.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. Yeah. It says anime-like art style of the series is also described as being family-friendly with a mix of romance, comedy, and action.
So it's been a big couple months for Superman in the Morse household, both because I have been watching Superman and Lois on the CW. I've been watching that with my wife. We love it. It's, to me, one of the better CW shows, and I think it's hopefully going to have a little bit more staying power than something like The Flash, which started well and then, well, went somewhere else. But we've been watching Superman Lois. My wife actually just recently rewatched Lois and Clark from the 90s. And,
wow. I used to sit around and watch that with my parents and sisters.
Right? Yeah. So she just randomly started watching that. She loved it. And it's just been a big Superman kick. And I've really been coming to appreciate the character and the world of Superman and what they're able to do. The way you described it, the series being a little bit more lighthearted with romance and stuff like that, that's totally what you can do with Superman. Like, Superman, mm-hmm. this great metaphor for hope and for, you know, peace and justice and all this stuff, but it's also like the Lois and Clark stuff, whether it's their parents, like on Superman and Lois, or whether it's like, you know, workplace romance, like on Lois and Clark, or even something like Smallville. I feel like this character and this mythology has proven that it can be a little bit more versatile as far as just like a straight action adventure. So the fact that they're leaning into that, to me, there's a lot of promise for this show.
Yeah, I think the one I don't quite want to call it a disappointment, because I think that DC has shown us that their strength comes in focusing on the characters and not really, no matter how much they try, to do the whole Marvel crossover thing. I don't know that we'll see any crossover between the two of these based, A, on the extremely differing art styles, but it also seems like, you know, reading a little bit more, it says the new Superman cartoon will be a coming-of-age series where viewers watch Clark Kent as he sort of, you know, comes to terms with his Superman identity, finds a place
Superman.
In Metropolis, and the show will basically include Lois and Clark falling for each other and going on adventures for one another.
I've got to say, though, just from what we've seen with the DC movie universe and the way that the movies seem to be better when they just focus on making one movie as opposed to trying to pull together this whole universe, I'm okay with, you know, different animated series scratching different itches. I don't necessarily feel like a Batman series should feel too similar to a Superman series. I know.
Oh, of course not.
I know in the
I agree.
I know in the 90s they were able to pull it off, and they did a pretty good job. But yeah, I'm fine with these being separate. These are. I want something very different from a Superman show than I want from a Batman show. So I'm okay with them existing on their own. Mm-hmm.
And then finally, Injustice, the popular DC fighting game, which got two iterations. Didn't know if you knew that. Injustice 1 and 2.
Yep.
In Batman The Long Halloween Part 2, there's actually, in some of the sneak peek stuff, they give an advanced look at Injustice. And that came as our announcement that they are going to be doing an Injustice animated movie here. Now, there's tons of Injustice material. It's one of the things in DC that I haven't read yet, but is now on my list.
Me too.
They have 5, quote-unquote, years worth of Injustice 1. I think they also then have a few series that is from sort of, I think, Harley Quinn's point of view. And then, of course, they also have a comic series setting up Injustice 2 as well. I mean, how much do you know about Injustice? Have you read any of it?
So I have not read any of it. I know the premise of Injustice, which is basically Superman goes crazy and goes bad.
Breaks bad,
and then it's everyone against Superman. It's like you. I've been on the outside looking in and really wanting to get into this for a long time. Not even so much the games, because as you know, I'm not a huge gamer. But, and that's an understatement. But I do actually, the comics are written by Tom Taylor, who is a wonderful writer. I don't know that you've read anything by him that I can point out, but he did a great run with the X-23 character as All-New Wolverine when I was at Marvel. He's also written, I'm sure you've heard of Deceased, which is like their zombie series. I read that. Tom Taylor wrote that. It's phenomenal. I think he's kind of found a niche for himself writing these alternate reality, like what if something really terrible happened stories. So I feel
I will say what I have heard about the Injustice comics, because, you know, once I heard this announcement, I kind of went around, you know, looking for a few reading orders, maybe getting into it and just reading what a few people had to say about it. And I think what one of the most interesting reviews of it that I read was someone had pointed out that the setup and the premise for Injustice was one of the dumbest, worst ideas they have ever heard. But it was to set up a video game, so who cares?
Sure, right.
But the ensuing universe that Tom Taylor created out of that, not being, you know, shackled or beholden to any other, you know, stories or books that he had to worry about, and just being able to just go with it, is one of the best runs of DC comics that this person has ever read.
Some of my favorite comic stories of all time are what creators are able to do when, like you said, they're not tethered to continuity. Over at Marvel, that usually means What If, which I think is great. And then at DC, you know, there have been classic stories like Kingdom Come, which is posits a DC future in which, again, Superman has kind of changed his attitude. So if this falls along those lines, I think I'm really going to enjoy it. And it sounds like the kind of thing that's perfect for an adult animated adaptation. So I'm very excited about that as well. It feels to me like the Justice League Dark movie that we watched a couple months ago.
Yep,
like,
I was going to say it.
This feels like
just follow that. Yeah, I think it'll be fine.
It feels like very along those lines. So I know DC Animation knows how to do this. So yeah, a really strong crop of projects coming from DC Animation.
Yes, well, and as we've said before, you know, when it comes to DC, their animated stuff is some of the strongest they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up here, we're actually going to talk about how we feel about the animated stuff to the past. You know, Batman the Animated Series, Superman the Animated Series, and how we feel that these might play out in the modern day. You know, will the new Batman the Animated Series hit as hard for kids today as it did back in the 90s? Stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Esports world continues to grow, and that includes a massive emerging collegiate space. There's going to be one place where you can come and get the latest news for college esports, and that's Checkpoint on Campus, the voice of college esports. So whether it be the latest in college cod or more, make sure you check out Tech Point on Campus on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, BPod Studios, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to thank all of you listeners once again for downloading and sticking with us this far. We do appreciate it. As always, go and leave a review if you haven't already. It doesn't take you that long. Unless you're on a non-Apple device, then you'll have to download iTunes. And it will take a while, but
it's worth it.
I mean, I looked into doing
right.
it. I looked into doing it. It's not that hard. So just do us this solid. Leave us a review. So, Ben.
Yeah.
Batman the Animated Series is probably, if I had to look at and choose just a single property or a single project from my past that influenced me the most, I don't know if I could pick one. It's X-Men, Spider-Man, or Batman the Animated Series. But I think out of all of those, especially when you looked at what's aged the best, I think
the
Animated Series probably stands out the most.
Well, yeah, because X-Men and Spider-Man have a special place in my heart, X-Men in particular. But I think that those were kind of like, they felt the Marvel cartoons when we were younger, and the DC cartoons felt very different. The Marvel cartoons felt like these kind of big, loud, in your face explosions everywhere, kind of, you know, over the top, and they were fun. But Batman, and I don't want to get too pretentious here, but there are episodes of Batman the Animated Series that felt like legitimate art. Like, it was just well done. Like, great storytelling, incredible animation. Like, I think the difference between X-Men and Batman was X-Men, even though there were some adult themes, it felt very much like a cartoon for kids. Batman was something that I felt like, even watching it like as a 12-year-old, I was like, oh, this is something I could appreciate even more in like 5 years.
And I think the way that they did the animation style, you know, drawing on black paper, it's just one of those small, unique things that just immediately will set it apart from everything else.
Right.
You know, out at the time. But I mean, I don't disagree with anything you said. Hope I don't come across as too much, you know, too negative here in this view. But I believe it was our friend Russell.
Yeah, Russell Sellers.
Who had mentioned that, you know, he hopes that this, you know, acts in the same way that Batman the Animated Series did for the current generation as the original one did for us. Unfortunately, I don't think that that's something that's going to happen.
Right.
You know, in a similar way that we look at how music, you know, back in the day was sort of discovered, you know, to today. Everyone loved the Beatles because there wasn't a whole lot of choices at the time, right?
Right, yeah.
And I think that when it comes to animated stuff, it was the same. Everyone woke up on Saturday morning and watched the one or two channels that they probably had.
Correct.
To watch.
And especially if you were a comic book fan, like X-Men, Batman, and Spider-Man, that's basic. Those were your options. Like, that's if you were a comic fan, you were going to watch all of these shows because it was easy to watch all of the comics material that was on TV.
Yeah. Nowadays, we have so many choices. I mean, we've talked about this before, how, you know, when something like Invincible came out, neither of us thought that or really tried to watch it right now because we have so much we can pick and choose. You know, on top of that fact, I don't know how many kids are sitting down for, you know, appointment viewing on HBO Max the way that we did for, like, Saturday morning stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, that being said, I think this is probably going to hit harder for fans of the animated series who are looking, I don't know if nostalgia hit is the right term for it.
I think it might be.
You have someone like Bruce Timm on it. Yeah, I think it might be too.
I think it might be. This is definitely, it'll be interesting to see. You know what could be cool is that I could very much see this being a show that's angled towards people our age to watch with not even necessarily your kids, but, you know, even a younger person in your life, niece, nephew, godchild. Like, I feel like they're drawing on the fact that we loved this kind of the first iteration of this show when we were younger, and we're going to tune in for the nostalgia. But I do think that there is something to be said for introducing a new generation, not necessarily by making a show that's aimed at the new generation, but aimed at older people saying, like, you know what, I would love to share this with a burgeoning comics fan in my life, like someone who's just discovering comics through the MCU or something like that. This could be a good gateway in that sense. It could be a fun show for, like, like parents to watch with their kids, which I know sounds corny, but like that's, you know, that's not nothing. That's a good way to get younger people into comic books.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work with the new Batman series, now getting a better look at what they plan for Superman,
right.
That I could absolutely see kids nowadays being drawn into.
Absolutely. Just the way it looks, even. Just the style of the animation looks like the type of thing that, you know, like you said, anime fans are going to be into this. And it has a different look. So between the two of these, I think there's a lot of potential to draw in new viewers, which is exciting. But I also, I saw your exchange with Russell and I 100% agree with you. I think we don't live in the world where, you know, we're excited to get one comic book cartoon every 5 years. And yeah. So like we're automatically all watching. It's definitely more of a, you know, they're gonna have to work a little harder to make this stand out. But I'll say this, I think so far they're making all the right moves.
I agree. Now, as someone, I know that I watched the Superman animated series.
I didn't watch a ton of it either.
There's very little of it that I remember. I know that I had, actually the movie that I had might have even been from before the 90s one. But, I mean, you know, obviously the Batman one is a little bit similar. It's sort of a spiritual successor in a way to the animated series, obviously, you know, with having Bruce Timm come into it as well. But what's your take on the change between the old Superman cartoon and this new sort of anime-style one that we're seeing?
I like the change because, to me, doing Superman exactly like Batman didn't always work. And that's kind of... I'm kind of contradicting myself because I do like the Justice League cartoon that eventually came out, which was kind of everybody in the style of Batman, the animated series. But I, like I said in our previous segment, I think making Superman and Batman stand apart from one another is important. I don't think you want to just do, and I think, you know, Bruce Timm had his crack at Superman in the 90s. It was great. I didn't watch a ton of the Superman show. I kind of went straight from Batman to Justice League. But I always heard good things about it. I always heard that it was very underrated. And, you know, I think he's said what he wanted to say with Superman. Obviously, there's a barking dog in the background. Obviously, like, he's kind of said what he had to say with Superman. He has more to say with Batman, which is great. But I think this new take on Superman, I think new takes on Superman are kind of very in vogue. Just like, I go back to Superman and Lois being, you know, an adult version of these characters with kids. The fact that this is going to be him younger, kind of coming into his own. I think with Superman, not to crap on the character, but you and I have said before, like way early on in this show, that he can be a boring character sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think you need to find ways in. With Batman, I think you just tell the Batman story. Like, Batman's very compelling. With Superman, I think you need a spin on it. And
you need Lois.
No, definitely need Lois. But I think you also, like, whether the spin is their parents, they're younger, like something more than just Superman animated series in the 90s was just he's Superman. He's doing his thing. Like, he's already at his prime. Like, I would much rather see a show about him becoming Superman than just him already being established.
Well, I think that we are probably both in agreement there, and looking forward to both the Batman, the Superman, and the Injustice animated movie.
Absolutely.
Now, if they could complete the trifecta and announce a Wonder Woman cartoon to go along with it, I think then we would be set.
Definitely.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for this week's episode of The Editor Identity. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you made it this far, make sure you go and check out some of Checkpoint XP's other properties. Checkpoint XP On Demand is the full national show that goes out every week to our 40-plus affiliates across the nation, as well as you can check out Checkpoint On Campus, which is ran by Ben here, along with our good friend Norris Howard.
Newly married Norris Howard.
That's right, newly married. Congratulations. Norris. And with that, guys, we will see you next week. Same other identity channel, same other identity time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.